USA Radio News.
The death toll from a Russian missile attack on a Ukraine military base is up to 35. The regional governor in northwest Ukraine says Russian planes fired about 30 cruise missiles this morning at the base near the Polish border, killing 35, injuring over 130. The large military base is where Ukraine held most of its drills with NATO countries before the Russian invasion. The U.S. is sending another $200 million in defense aid to Ukraine. Congress had already approved a $13.6 billion aid package. Vice President Kamala Harris.
In addition to the $13.6 billion package from the United States Congress, $4 billion of that will be directly committed to humanitarian assistance.
A U.S. official says missiles from Iran has struck Iraq's Kurdish capital. The northern city of Erbil was hit by a dozen ballistic missiles early Sunday. The Kurdish Interior Ministry says the attack caused only material damage. There's been no official claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Speaking at a rally in South Carolina, former President Trump wants to change how America holds its elections come 2024.
With mail-in ballots only for the military and vote for those people who are very ill and cannot vote in person.
A former township clerk and current county election supervisor in Michigan has been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primary. Kathy Funk also is charged with misconduct in office. The Michigan Attorney General's office said both charges are felonies punishable by up to 5 years in prison upon conviction. Officials at Chernobyl say the nuclear power plant has been running on generators since the electrical system was damaged during a Russian attack last week. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the reactors at the Ukrainian plant are now dependent on diesel generators and that repairs are ongoing. Ukraine says the site is under Russian control and that 400 Russian soldiers are present full-time at the site. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Russian tourists are now finding themselves stranded as they are cut off from access to their money and their credit.
Thousands of Russian tourists have been left stranded in Thailand. Between sanctions issued by Western nations over Russia's invasion of Ukraine and credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard cutting off Russian banks, the tourists aren't able to pay their hotel bills or pay for flights back home if they are able to find them. Many direct flights to Russia have been suspended as well. Many hotels have helped by offering discounted rates. The Thai government has offered 30-day visa extensions without payment and is trying to find low-cost accommodations for those forced to stay in the country longer than planned. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The White House is considering further extending the freeze on federal student loan payments, a move that could remove a looming deadline for millions of borrowers. Student debt repayments have been on pause since March of 2020. The notice did not make clear how long an extension could last. In all, the change could impact some $1.6 trillion in student loans. A North Carolina college student thanking her beginner's luck for her lottery win. Lania Ashley told lottery officials she recently bought her first lottery ticket to celebrate her 19th birthday. The ticket ended up being a $100,000 winner. She says the money will go towards paying off her degree, as well as helping her grandparents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.